No, it's Just Plane Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly.
Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tamer, tame it to the pilot.
Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith. We are Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. All right, so last week, you know, we kicked off the show talking about this drone that Captain Dennis got me. Mm-hmm. You guys remember that vaguely, don't you?
Yeah, has your son taught you how to fly it yet?
No, but I bought a second one to replace the first one that you two broke.
I don't think so. It worked just fine when we left.
I don't think that's accurate. I think that is a misstatement. That is an untruth. There's not even any truthiness to what you said. You know, the thing is, but I got a new one.
Okay.
And I got a whole package of extra props.
Ah, that was in the other one as well.
Yeah, but we used those up. Well, yeah, I think
we used those up. We did not.
Yeah, so
no,
we did not break anything.
It was operating
when we left here.
I don't remember that being the case. It didn't seem stable.
Last week when I tried to use it the first time, it flipped over on its back.
Right.
So you had already broken it.
No.
Yes.
I think...
It was flying when we left the week before.
It never did fly when you guys...
Your son told me it was flying.
No, he's a liar.
Yeah.
You can't trust a word he says.
Picking on your own son.
He's not listening anyway. Come on.
I'll tell my son, he'll tell you.
Or
he'll tell,
to
I'll
you
tell,
in
I'll tell
in
my
anyway.
Son, he'll tell your son.
Both. And yeah, just let's keep the kids out of it.
That just means that he's a... teenage boy, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
That's
but I got a backup. So I got a backup, not just the propellers, but I have an entirely new unit. So we'll eventually have two of these things. I assume you can fly two.
Are you talking
once.
About your heart again?
No, we're talking
entirely
about?
Entirely new unit?
No, that's a whole different thing.
Oh, okay.
It's not mechanical. I have a monkey heart now. Yeah, that's a whole other story. Leave it for another show. But I do
Greg's
have this
monkey
new...
heart by Who Flung Poo.
Okay, yeah, there's that side effect, but I digress. All right, so the drone, though, the one thing I learned about crashing it, I mean, letting you guys crash it, is that any little nick...
Notice those Freudian slips.
Mm-hmm.
Rub, you know, like the tip of the prop would... getting flattened out after it, ran into a living cat and got tied up in its hair. I'm just saying, that's one scenario. And then it kind
Which
of bends the prop
we were
a weird
told
way.
Did happen.
But there was no cat in the studio when we were playing with it.
Not anymore.
No, I think that happened on his time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Once again, he's trying to blame us for his mistake.
So how short is the cat's hair?
Well, really short now, but that's a whole nother thing. But what I was saying is, like, any little change to the propeller affected the entire drone, and it wouldn't fly. And I actually learned from it because I was looking at all four props on this drone, and I'm like, why is it flipping over? Like Ed discovered last week, and I had to futz with it. And finally, I realized one of them did look slightly different, and the end of it had been, bent off or just barely slightly flat on the end of it, didn't come to a point, and that was enough to mess up the entire drone so it wouldn't fly stably because it didn't have the lift.
So you bought a new one?
I bought a new one and extra props, but I'm thinking, well, wow, this kind of applies to flying a plane. If anything happens to your prop, is that why we're doing that in the check? We're making sure there's no nicks, cuts, or anything like that on the prop when we're doing our walk around?
Yeah, I'm impressed here.
Yeah, see?
There may be some correlation.
That's what I'm saying. You know, you could get one of these goofy little mini drones and you might actually pick up something.
There is a little bit of a difference, though.
How so? What do you mean?
Well,
there's four of them versus
no,
one.
No, I mean, just in the fact that if there's a nick in the tip of your blade on the airplane, it's not going to flip you over.
No.
Well, I would think not. But it just won't have as much lift capability, correct?
No.
Well, it's going to cause some vibration.
Vibration, that's what it'd be. And get
could
it all
possibly
wonky.
Take the tip off. Then you have some major problems.
Because
now you have a majorly unbalanced propeller.
All right, so if the propeller is not balanced, it could wobble, 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 and the tip of the airplane could fly off.
Putting a pair of tennis shoes in a washing machine.
Ah, okay. Yeah, and that wouldn't be good if you're up in the air and that's happening.
Right.
But you would notice that as soon as you started it up, wouldn't you?
Not necessarily.
No?
Because, you know, you've got a little bit of vibration anyway with the engine running, right?
Yeah.
And you might not. Well, man, I actually got a really kind of interesting story on that one.
Well, you'd know it on the run-up, though, too, wouldn't you?
Yeah, no.
No, not either. You'd have to be flying before you realize.
Well, it has to be a pretty high RPM. We had a couple customers. They were flying a Diamond Katana out of the school I was operating out of South Florida. And the Katana had a wooden propeller. And they were on a cross-country flight, and they did a landing in Clewiston, which is about, I think it was about 40 miles from our home base.
Mm-hmm.
They did a touch-and-go, which one they weren't supposed to do. And it was a really hard touch and go.
Okay. Like so, one that,
yeah. Yeah. So,
look over at him like, yeah, really?
Let me back up. Let me tell the story from the end. I get a call from an instructor.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ed, we got a problem. Yeah, it looks like somebody hit the prop on 106 Charlie Lima.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? And I said, okay, I'll be right out there. So I go out to the airport, and of course it was on a weekend. It always happens on a weekend or something like that, or after hours.
Of course.
And there was gouges, large chunks missing from both ends of this propeller.
Hmm.
And the customers said that they didn't notice anything wrong until they got in the pattern at North County, and they throttled back, and then the airplane just started shaking violently.
So did they realize there was something wrong with the prop right away, or they
just... they just landed the airplane, taxied in, but they claimed to have no knowledge of how that could have happened and why it happened. So in the post-incident research,
mm-hmm.
discussing it with them, well, we did a touch-and-go, strike one. Out in Clewiston.
Okay. What do you mean, strike one? Why
strike one? That they weren't authorized to do touch and goes. It was a solo. Basically, it was a rental flight. So we did.
It's like you're not supposed to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
go to where you're supposed to go and tell us where you're going.
Yeah. So so we had a hard landing. We did a go around, and after that, we flew directly back to North County.
Okay.
And in the traffic pattern, we throttled back and the airplane started vibrating significantly.
Hmm.
So as far as we can tell, it happened on the hard landing, and they caught the prop, and somehow they caught it just so perfectly that it took about the same amount off either end of the prop.
So you're saying the plane hit hard and actually hit the runway, the prop did?
The prop, both blades. Hit the runway and took chunks out of it.
Wow!
Roughly about the same size chunks.
Hmm.
So that's why they went up to the high RPM. They didn't get the vibration because it was kind of sort of balanced.
It
wasn't until they got to a kind of a mid range power setting, like in the traffic pattern when you bring it back to about 1500.
Mm-hmm.
That's when they got the vibration.
Yeah.
And if you ever do want to see the prop stop by my house, I still have it.
You still have it?
It's sitting in the family room.
Is it a wall hanging now?
It's not hanging. It's just sitting there. And I always kept it in my office because it was an example of what not to do. This is why we don't do touch and goes. This is why we...
Well, typically the prop goes how far from the ground? I mean, that would have to be a pretty serious drop, wouldn't it? Isn't it like a...
Once again, he's getting the message here.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but typically,
Yeah, they should have stopped the airplane. Oh, the story does get better from there.
Ah.
They should have stopped the airplane there, got out, checked it out, and not moved that airplane from that spot.
Yeah. It hit that hard.
Wow. So now here comes the better part.
Oh,
so gets okay, better. This is, you know, it's a prop strike. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's gonna require an engine teardown and inspection.
Ouch!
And that was actually already one engine that Alan had already done for me. It only had maybe 500 hours on it, and so you know, prop strike. So we got to send it down for inspection. We've got to report it to the FAA. And so the FAA, you know, wants to come out and meet with the pilots. Well, there were a couple of the Austrian customers, and the pilot refused to meet with them because he had to go back to Austria. He left for Austria before he could meet with the FAA.
Sounds a little suspicious. I'd never do that. I'd just hide. Idiot.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle. Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder. Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and Flight Training Professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
As pilots, it's all about the journey. But sometimes situations arise that can turn an adventure into a nightmare. Do what divers do. Join DAN, Divers Alert Network. The many benefits of a DAN membership go way beyond water activities. As a DAN member, you automatically receive DAN Travel Assist and up to $100,000 of evacuation assistance coverage. This applies to both diving and non-diving medical emergencies. Dive into DAN.org for details. DAN, your Dive Safety Association.
With Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Well, that's the craziest video game I've ever seen.
It's actually a flight simulator.
Are you learning how to fly?
I'm still learning how to fly.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith. And we're now joined by Captain Dennis as well.
Oh, he's been promoted.
Well, he's a captain, isn't he?
That's the first time you've ever called a captain, so congratulations, Dennis.
No, I've called
you're officially a captain.
I've called you a captain before. But
yeah, he has occasionally. But
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, when you guys are on around, I promote him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but since you're here and I've done it, I figured, what the heck. That'd be nice. Actually, you know, the little audio clip there was from Last Man on Earth. You ever watch that show on Fox? It's awesome. I love it. Will Forte, go check it out. Quite entertaining show. But it's had a one of the characters has been learning to fly in a simulator. A real nice one, by the way. And they've been covering it on the show. He died this week. Spoiler! Too late. I was supposed to say that before.
In the simulator?
No, he didn't. He's like, you know, he had enough experience in the simulator. So everyone thought. And, of course, it didn't work out too well. But it's a very, very funny show.
I thought, so the show must be over then.
Well, there's more than one last man.
It's misleading. It's not really the last man on Earth.
Well, then that's
it started out that way.
Yeah. He was the last sim pilot on Earth. And now there's not one left, evidently. But anyway, a funny show. And it was all about him flying or attempting to fly. And, you know.
So he never finished, just like you.
Oh, he finished okay, permanently.
Once.
Yeah. And but it was quite funny. But the whole episode, a lot of the episode has a lot of flying elements in it. The latest episode. So if you're into aviation, go watch it. And, you know, it'll be it may not be the most uplifting, positive message that the industry needs, but I think you get a chuckle out of it or two, maybe. Or maybe it could just be my twisted sense of humor.
When is it on?
Sunday nights, I believe, on Fox. You know, just Google it or something. Pull it up on Netflix or whatever.
Well, you'd have to actually turn the TV on first, Keith.
True.
What's TV? Have to.
Yeah, okay. All right. I can't believe I did not bring this up. I thought maybe I've already mentioned it on the air, but maybe I didn't. I might have escaped me. First time ever I'd make a mistake on the show. However, I was down in the Keys three weeks ago. Yeah, yeah. And was having a good time. And on my way down there driving, I witnessed a bird strike.
On your car?
No, thank God. But I actually witnessed firsthand a bird strike on another vehicle driving next to me, almost right down there by Homestead, heading right into the top of the Keys, like Florida City.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we're going through Homestead, and there's this van in the right-hand lane, and I'm zipping by him as I would, you know, I typically go. I'm a fast guy. I'm a risk taker, sure. And I'm zipping by, and all of a sudden, I see this van next to me, and all of a sudden, there's this giant, like, vulture-looking bird coming up out of the, you know, swampy area there in Homestead. And he flies up all wonky, and then you just see, bonk, and then it just, like, flies up, you know, over off the windshield of the car, and just flies all wonky, like, oh, my gosh, what the heck is going on? And I was like, oh, my God, that bird just got hit by the van. That is awesome. And I felt bad for the bird, of course, and then I drove up.
Sounds like it.
Next to the van, and it's like the windshield was shattered.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, my God, that happened with a car? That would be bad if it was in an airplane. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes. Think about if it comes through the prop and then goes through the windshield.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing was...
Well, it'd be sliced and diced first.
Not necessarily.
No.
There's not a whole lot of funny part to this, but, you know, they didn't stop driving. I didn't know, maybe they didn't like the neighborhood we were in at that time, but it was funny. The van just kept cruising right along. I didn't lose them.
Well, it's not.
Have you ever stopped in Florida City?
Yeah, well, that's
it's not a great place to go.
Maybe they know something I don't. I don't know.
It's the only Walmart I know of where they have armed security guards and some sort of a system in place to keep you from taking carts out of the parking lot.
Oh, well, those are pretty expensive devices. Who wouldn't want one of those?
So did it kill the bird or just knock him out?
I didn't hang out to find out. I'm assuming it became gator food, you know, but because it actually, you know, kind of ricocheted off the van's windshield and went up in the air, but it was flying all wonky. Like, whoa, what the heck is going on with that bird? It was a big-ass bird.
I mean, was it one of those sandhill cranes?
No, it was turkey vultures.
It could have been a turkey vulture. I don't know.
Was it black or gray?
Yeah, it was blackish.
Then it was turkey vulture.
So we don't want those anyway.
So he became food for his friends.
Well, it became gator food because right there along those ditches where it flew out of, that's usually where the gators are hanging.
Yeah, but they like fresh meat.
We are friends. We are friends.
What is he doing?
We are friends.
Is he having a stroke, Ed? What is wrong with Keith right now?
Sounds familiar, doesn't it, Dennis?
Yeah, you should let them.
I don't remember seeing that on TV. What is that? What is
that? That's actually a movie.
It's a movie?
Yeah.
Well, you don't watch movies.
Oh, my gosh.
I have grandkids.
Oh, it's one of those.
So it's a children's movie.
It's a cartoon?
Yeah. It's a bunch of turkey vultures sitting on a thing.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I vaguely remember something like that.
I don't remember any. I would have blocked that out years ago if it sounded anything like that, Keith. No offense.
You can offend me. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, why stop now, right?
Yeah, really.
Okay.
It would be the first time. Why would you want to stop?
Yeah. Well, that story, though, about this bird strike, witnessing it firsthand like that, it did kind of make me think, like, wow, if that did ever happen in your plane, that'd scare the bejesus out of you. And I could see that. I mean, you know, especially seeing it on the road. You know, I've never seen anything like that on a car.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Have you? You've never seen that, have you?
I have.
I've seen it on
an
airplane.
You've seen it in a car? You've seen it on an airplane.
I've seen it on an airplane.
But you haven't been in the airplane when it happened.
Well, I've hit birds, but not in the windshield.
Yeah? Oh, and they just get chewed up in the engine or in the prop or something?
No,
or?
Just hit the strut.
They leave a nice dent in your leading edge.
Yeah. One of those kind of deals?
I had one plant its beak inside the leading edge of an airplane one day. That's all that was left.
Really? Hmm. What'd you do with that?
They patched the hole.
Oh, but you didn't keep it for a souvenir or nothing? Turn it into a necklace, earring, or something?
No, I did not do that.
Okay. I mean, it'd just be an interesting reminder, I guess. I mean, but there's nothing you can do if they get in your way and you can't get out.
I'm not sentimental. You should know that by now.
Well, you remember, you know, sentimental songs like you sang before. I don't know. You're a much deeper individual than I thought. It wouldn't surprise me. I'm just saying.
Speaking about deep.
You mean the stuff that's getting deep inside here?
Yeah, you're lathering it on thick and deep there.
Okay. All right. So, but the thing is, there's not much you can do about a situation like that. Stuff happens.
It does.
Yeah. Yep. And you just have to be prepared not to overreact, I guess, and panic and just follow your training and go forward.
The thing to remember with birds is majority of the time they're going to dive.
Yeah.
So don't dive. If you see a bird coming at you, don't push down. Pull up.
Pull up. Hmm. Okay. Well, there's a little tidbit. It's worth consideration.
Much, much better opportunity to get away than if you dive.
I like diving myself. But in this case, I probably shouldn't, right?
Probably shouldn't.
Okay.
Take the other way out.
Stay close.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm going to fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're going to fly high without fear, you're going to have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you got to learn to use those wings you can't see.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith. And also, Dennis.
Yeah, so no, he's demoted Dennis. Again. He's
no.
got demoted.
Well, I mean, you gave me grief last
no,
time.
I didn't give you grief. I just Do you congratulated want me to call? Him on being promoted.
Well,
promoted?
I have the head of the
He's wearing a colorful dress as we speak here on Just Plane Radio. That's what commoted means. But, yeah, okay, Captain Dennis. He's a captain, you know, when he's the pilot in command. I mean, I'm a captain, right? When I'm flying the plane solo.
Nope.
I don't count. I'm pilot in command, so I'm just a pilot.
You're pilot in training.
Pilot in training, but what makes me a captain? How can I...
When you earn your wings.
So when I get my certification as a private pilot, then I can be a pilot? I can be promoted from first mate to pilot?
First mate's the wrong show.
Or co-pilot. There's no first
maybe.
Mate.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll take a vote on it when you get there.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good enough for me. Bar's not that high, so I'll take whatever I can get. All right, so the basic med that AOPA has been working on, and they finally got that approved for the U.S., which is great.
Yep.
You know, limit some of the hoops or some, you know, we don't have to go through as many hoops to get our medical for flying.
Mm-hmm.
They are now pushing to have it expanded out to Canada, the Bahamas, and Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And so you think this will be a problem? This will be like follow the leader. They probably will, won't they?
Well, I know the Bahamas will in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
You know, the Bahamas is one of the only other countries that recognizes the sport pilot certificate and allows sport airplanes to fly into there. And that they did that about 4 or 5 years ago. You know, so I would fully expect them to follow suit. Canada, there's a lot of reciprocity, so there's a good chance there. I'm not sure about Mexico.
Well, they're going to do it in Mexico because you're going to need a plane to fly over the wall, right? Something like that? No?
I knew that was going to come out eventually.
Oh, maybe that's just me. I don't know. More coming up. Stay close.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
With Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
They always listen to the tower. They never question the authority of the tower. Well, the tower's telling us to hold. Well, so what about that? Just once, I want to hear, the tower's telling us to hold, but you might notice I'm rumbling along the grass. If you look out the right, you'll see all those aircraft lined up on the runway. The tower key sent us we're number 19 for takeoff. I say we're number one. What's the tower going to do? Hey, you! You can't exhibit that type of behavior! You're right, I shouldn't have done that. No, I should have listened better. If you need me, I'll be up in the clouds.
You must be a pilot to know that move.
You can really fly. And while you're up there, turn around and touch the sky. I guess the point of getting out is never saying goodbye.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith. Flight Training Professionals, FTPros.com. The website to go to and learn to fly with them as your flight instructors. Also, Captain Dennis. And, you know, Dennis has been doing show prep. He actually has a story that we need to address this week on the big show, which is...
He's brown-nosing.
He's brown-nosing. He's just doing what doing captains prep. Do.
I mean, it's not like you do that.
Well, I'm here, aren't I?
That's what we're here for, right?
Exactly.
That's right.
All right, so what did you see, Dennis? Explain.
So... I just saw on Wednesday an American Airlines flight had to divert into Jacksonville on its way to Chicago because a passenger spilled soda on an entertainment device in the cockpit.
Was she good looking?
No details yet on that, but I would assume.
Why would that make a difference?
Well,
I was talking about the entertainment device.
Oh, those are... Jeez. What class are you flying in? Low class.
Where'd that come
Low
from?
Class.
Yeah.
So no, I think they were concerned
the
that they got
or the cabin.
It was in the main cabin. I think they were concerned that they might have gotten liquid into like a USB or a power port or something in the seat and could have shorted something out.
That would have been interesting. You know, they've already said that you could tap into the entertainment system and take over the plane. So, you know, that came out in WikiLeaks last week, didn't it? As well, probably. I don't know. Yeah,
there's about 1,000 things that came out of WikiLeaks last week.
Well, true, but
I would think that they would have had to have something actually happen more than just spilling
it in
there. You think
it was smoking or something like that? Probably, shorted something out and started.
It said it was out of an abundance of caution that they diverted the aircraft.
That's an awful lot of caution.
You know what? The thing is, they're going from Miami to Chicago. How big of a distraction or diversion?
Wait a minute. Wednesday, wasn't there a snowstorm in Chicago?
I know. That's what I'm saying. How big of a distraction or diversion threshold was probably really, really low? Like, oh, man, I got a hangnail. Oh, we're going to have to divert to Jacksonville. Yeah. Oh, the weather's 72 there, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah. Go. Do it.
The captain just did one overnight in Chicago. He wanted overnight in Jacksonville instead.
Yep. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Can you blame him? I would bet.
No.
Not that I've ever done anything like that.
Whoa, you said, have you done anything? Have you had that your threshold for diversions like that lower on certain days, depending on how you feel? Is that a subjective kind of thing or decision a pilot would have to make in a scenario like that, Keith?
No, pilots wouldn't make a decision like that.
They wouldn't. They have to go through a standard checklist like, okay, it's this, this, and this, and I can justify it. Do they have to do that or no?
No.
They can just make the decision like, you know, I
they're the pilot in command. They can make the decision to do what they have to do.
I really don't like the weather in Chicago. We're not going to go there, guys. Sorry. You could do that, really? It could be that much of a whim. It can't. It has to be. He has to justify.
It can't be that much.
You know, well, who's he got? He doesn't have to answer the FAA. He has to answer to his bosses.
His chief pilot,
Well, he has to answer to what? Chief pilot is the guy who oversees all the pilots?
Yes.
Okay, and where's that guy? At corporate somewhere? Is he a suit?
He is a suit.
Okay. All right, so you'd have to justify the diversion. And
yes. There's all kinds of paperwork that has to be filled out when you divert an airliner.
Yeah. Okay.
For the FAA and then even more for the company.
What, do you think they were laughing when they saw this one, Dennis? Like, why'd you divert? Someone spilled a Coke on the entertainment system.
Well, it sounds like they also coded the passenger at the same time. So it said the flight attendant fumbled their a soft drink and inadvertently drenched the passenger.
So, really?
Yeah.
Well, and so I guess the passenger wasn't very happy.
Probably not. Probably said he needed a change of clothes because he was completely soaked.
Well, was it a guy?
They don't give you enough soda to drench somebody in that.
You know, at spring break, I'm wondering this was like a wet T-shirt thing that ended up.
Maybe they were starting.
The passenger was probably making inappropriate remarks or gestures or something to the flight attendant.
Oh, you're going to read that into it, are you?
I've seen that done before. Not on an airliner, but I have seen that done, so I can understand that one.
No, I'm thinking, you know, it's some...
Flight attendants put up with an awful lot of...
Well, hey, you know, you're flipping it on the flight attendant. It could have been, a lady was sitting there, very attractive, young hottie, and the waitress came by, and she goes, well, you look too good. And then, you know, the next thing you know, they're rustling in the aisles. One of them throws Coke on the other.
I've never seen a family show.
Yeah, I've never seen
out comes
that.
The coleslaw.
We're going to Jacksonville for spring break, peoples. Let's go. Party's already started up here. Let's take it down.
Have you ever known anybody go to Jacksonville for spring break?
Actually, yes.
You?
Yes.
Okay.
Last year.
All righty, then. There's an endorsement for where not to go for spring break.
Well, we all live in Florida. There. I mean, come on. We all know.
Yeah,
well, y'all can come up here. We got 6 inches of snow.
No,
you can appreciate what you have down there.
No.
We appreciate it.
Yeah, we know better to leave than to leave right now. Are you kidding me? Come on. We're in Orlando. We're in Florida. This is the place where everybody should be at this time of year.
I agree. I think they are.
Yeah.
We feel for all our people up north that have dealt with all this weather this past week.
Stay where they're at.
We felt sorry for you.
No, you want all of us down there so you don't have to pay your state tax.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. I guess. Maybe that doesn't hurt. No, you can come. We got plenty of room. We got a lot of wilderness. We can set people out there and
don't mind the mosquitoes and the gators. They're just harmless.
That's right. Go on down there and have some fun out in the wilderness, Florida wilderness. Good times. All right. Well, I don't know if there's any moral to that story other than it's kind of interesting. If you want to get diverted, pour Coke on yourself.
The flight attendant to do it for you.
Yeah, I wonder if we're going to have copycats now. You know, if people really want to divert a plane, you know, like, hey, you just accidentally act like I'm going to spill my Coke all over me.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? You know? I mean, it could work, I guess. If you don't want to go to some place that you felt you had to, that's, I guess, one way. I would have never thought that would work. I thought they'd make you suffer. Like, we don't care you're all wet. You're still going to 10 below in Chicago.
I bet there's a whole lot more to that story.
Oh, I bet you too.
Yeah.
I mean, how bad can 4 ounces of Coke do to somebody?
Well,
you think they got 4 ounces?
Yeah. You think it is? Well, true.
Well, I mean, when you add the ice into it, no.
Well, don't they still give you the whole can?
When's the last time you flew?
Well, some of them.
Well, if you ask for it, they will. But
he flies first class.
Yes,
so
I fly only first class. Thank you. Yeah, I will take the whole thing. Give me another one, please. Make it a double. Anyway, okay. couple other little tidbits here. Now, we have covered iPad and iPhone issues when you're using them as tools in the cockpit.
Mm-hmm.
And talked about, like, you don't let your iPhone or iPad automatically update because it could, you know, make for flight or something not
work.
Yeah, and you don't want to have that happen when you're up in the plane. Sporty's put out something this week, like five gotchas. Mm-hmm. And they said those kind of things, which we covered before. But I don't remember this one. They said, be careful about overheating.
Yeah, I've had an overheat in the airplane.
What, your iPad or your phone? Or
iPad.
Both?
iPad.
Just don't let it sit in the, because they...
You don't want it in the direct sunlight because it will overheat and then it'll shut itself down.
Yeah, it has a special threshold.
I've never had
it.
That problem.
I am never either. I didn't even know it had that on it.
It's one of the tests that the airlines have to go through when the airlines are trying to use, you know, devices like an iPad.
Mm-hmm.
They have to go through and they have to do a testing of how they're going to mount it in the airplane.
Yeah.
And they have to see if it'll overheat.
Really? Yep. Well, I didn't know it did that, but it showed a little, you know, like a graph.
If you want to try it, leave it sit on your dashboard for a bit.
No, I figured it's only not going to work if it melts.
Yeah.
You know, but evidently it has a lower threshold.
Yeah, take it in the car sometime, throw it up on the dashboard, see how long it takes.
Wait, where's your iPad, Keith? Can I borrow yours?
Go ahead.
All right. We're going to conduct a little experiment here during the next segment of Just Plain Radio. We'll see if Keith's iPad makes it through.
I'm game.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
It's sometimes referred to as the martini effect and has nothing to do with drinking. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you what it is and how divers avoid it next. Scuba
Radio. This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your Dive Safety Association.
The martini effect is a slang term to refer to nitrogen narcosis, the physical and mental impairment experienced by scuba divers on deeper dives. Most divers don't feel the effects at 30 or even 60 feet. Everyone is different, much as some people get drunk more easily than others. But with increasing depth, you are much more likely to feel it. At 100 feet and deeper, you will definitely be affected, even if you're not aware of it. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
You are now clear for takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
That's the spirit. Keep them flying.
1, 2, 3, like a bird I sing, 'cause you've given me the most beautiful set of wings. And I'm so glad you're here today, 'cause tomorrow I might have to go and fly away.
Hey! This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Keith and Ed and Dennis. I'll just do it like that. I can knock out.
Captains Keith, Ed, and Dennis.
Well, yeah. All of them. And someday, me too. All right. So, we set Keith's iPad out there. It has melted. And you didn't want that anyway, right?
No.
Okay. Well, we're good.
If he knew it was going to melt, he had thrown his phone out there, too.
Yeah.
You're right, I would.
You were just frustrated. Something wasn't working. You said, ah, screw it. I don't care anyway. Let's melt it.
I just want a new one.
Oh.
It was only a year old.
Oh, it's totally outdated. 3 years old. Yeah. You need a new one after 6 months.
New technology out now, man. Yeah. Come on. Get up with the times.
Yeah, get up with the 90s, Ed. Come on. All right. So, you know, you can do what you will with your iPad or iPhone, but probably not doing what Keith did would be advisable. But, you know, Keith evidently has a story that he wants to share. He said during commercial break, too, about drones. So this kind of scares me because usually you guys are anti-drone news story stuff. So maybe I finally convinced you guys to get on the bandwagon and to look towards the future. Is that what this is all about? Have I had a positive effect
on
you?
Well, I have found a good use for drones.
Oh,
let's put it that way.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I'm interested.
Yeah, I'm listening.
So Africa has a major problem with poaching.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, like rhinos, elephants,
elephants, stuff like that.
Okay, yeah,
so they're
sure.
Using drones with the night vision cameras on them to catch the poachers.
Cool.
To catch them. Or are they...
They got video cameras on them.
Right. Are they... How are they catching them? Are they shooting them like they're using the drones?
No, I think they should.
The Middle East there and
but,
stuff?
You know, no, what they're doing is they got people that fly the drones and find them, and then they got people on the ground to go make the arrests.
Ah, I see. So they're documenting their activity so they can prove that they're doing illegal things that they shouldn't. Okay. So you're happy with that. That's a good
thing. I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're out in these, you know, huge national parks that, you know, Africa has. Mm-hmm. These people are, you know, trespassing.
Yep.
They're poaching.
Right.
So go at them.
Okay. Well,
I think that's a great idea.
I don't know. Why wouldn't you use one of those drones you're using like in Iraq and stuff that actually has, you know, armed, you know, artillery things on them? You know what I'm saying?
Well, they might because in Kenya they've actually got trained snipers and they shoot poachers on sight. They don't even ask questions.
Well, there you go. You know, one bird, one drone, you know, knock them out that way.
Yeah. I think it's a great idea.
So you would want to take him out like that.
Oh, yeah.
Would you be on the controls? Would you like to like, hey, we got a poacher. All right, I got this one, Charlie.
I'd do it.
Oh, he's down.
It sounded more like an A-10 than a Predator, but
yeah.
Well, you know, you use whatever artillery.
I mean, I'm a hunter, as you know.
Yeah.
But I am all for, you know, if you're going to hunt something, if you're going to make the shot, make sure you got the kill, but make sure you're going to do something with it.
Like eat it.
Yeah.
If you're going to do
don't
it.
Don't just kill animals for
sport,
you know, in this case,
or whatever.
Well, they're not even doing it for sport.
Well,
they're just doing it for the ivory.
Money.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're in
danger. And then they just leave
stuff.
The carcass lay there. I mean, that's
good.
Horrible.
No, that's terrible. We don't want it.
The only downside, though, is now you're making it more difficult for those poachers. So what do? They go to start taking the zoo in Paris, for instance. They shot a rhino in the zoo, cut the horn off, and left it sitting at the zoo.
What?
I'm not kidding. I'm dead serious.
Man,
this
you got all
a
the crazy
ago.
Stories this week. Hmm. Well, that doesn't sound good. We don't want that either. Maybe they need drones at the zoo. I mean, they'll be flying around all over anyway, eventually. So there's this new movie coming out called The Circle. And basically it's this world that Tom Hanks manages. And he oversees this world that's totally filmed. Like,
well, he's come
drones.
A long way, isn't he?
Who, Tom Hanks or me?
Tom Hanks.
Oh.
From sitting on an island with a ball.
Wilson!
Managing the world. Okay.
Yeah, well, a little, you know, like a bubble world that everybody is documented, and then they know, you know, stuff. It's a whole book thing. They're turning it into a movie. But yeah, I mean, it's like, you know.
Aren't you proud of me? I knew a movie.
You did, and you knew who Tom Hanks was. I was kind of impressed there.
The only
too.
Reason he knew the movie, though, is because it had a FedEx airliner that crashed.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. There's that. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's a good use of drones. I mean, just playing with one like I have been doing with Dennis's gift to me that you guys trashed. But I, you know.
No.
Can you fly it yet?
When we left?
Yeah, I flew it. I flew it all over. And then I just quit flying. quit flying, so I had to get another one. They actually went on sale. So my next drone.
So did you buy one for us since they were on sale?
Well, I got to make sure it works. So I get them, you know.
Can have the old one.
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out. If I replace the blades on the old one, will it work? And I was like, I'll just buy a new one, too, just in case.
Just in case.
Because if I put new blades on it and find out it doesn't work, then I'll have to wait another couple days, you know, to get a new one in. Like,
oh, heaven forbid.
It's not fair. I want to play now and learn, you know, figure out how I can help change the world. If everybody else is doing these drones, I might as well jump on the bandwagon.
I think you should change the world by just giving one to everybody. Like, you know, give one to Ed, give one to me, so we can all do it together.
I'm a little worried.
I like that idea.
I'm worried about you guys.
We could buy the world a drone.
You could
buying the world a Coke.
You know, you guys grabbed it that first day here in the studio, Keith, and you didn't read the instructions like a typical guy.
Well,
and it says very clearly when you read it, it's like, don't do this anywhere there's people because you'll poke someone's eye. You could have killed someone with that thing. And you thought you were
just joking around. You couldn't poke somebody's eye out. It doesn't say you could kill somebody. Well, that would poke their eye out.
Well,
and you
okay,
had glasses on.
Death.
So what difference does it make?
I was thinking about Ed. He was the one right next to you.
I was paying attention to it.
Would have just totally came in there taking you out. See, I'm looking out for my friends. This is the thanks I get.
Yep.
Well, okay. We'll just leave it at that. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.